This is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Brianna Anderson.
Hi, Brianna. So let me just open this. And you are looking to see if you are able to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm again, we are speaking on a recorded line, and you do not have an attorney to assist you with filing a claim. That is right?
That is right.
All right. And I just need to affirm again, you're willing to affirm that you will have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or signed any documents in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit. That is correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And was it you that used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And you were diagnosed with a cancer after using the hair relaxer? Was that endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
Ovarian. All right. I'm sorry to hear that. All right. And when were you diagnosed with the cancer?
February of 2024.
Okay. So about 8 months ago. Sorry. And then what was your doctor's name or the facility?
The doctor, the cancer doctor was John Neville. Sorry, I have trouble pronouncing his last name.
No, you're good. Where? What was the hospital or facility he was at, or city?
The Reading Hospital.
Reading Hospital?
Yes.
And what state is that in?
Pennsylvania.
PA, okay. One second. You said Dr. Neville, N-E-V-E-L-L-E?
Yes. There's a U in there, I believe. N-E-V-E.
Okay. Oh, U in there? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll find it. At Reading Hospital, right? On 5th Avenue? South 5th Avenue, West Reading?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just put the facility down, because not seeing them. Because they will have the records the same as the doctor would. So let me put that down. And the doctor who diagnosed you was at Reading Hospital, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And the address is 420 South 5th Avenue, West Reading, Pennsylvania. Let me put that in here.
Yeah.
Okay. And you do not currently live or were diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. That is correct?
Correct.
And then, did you use hair relaxer or any brand for 4 or more times single in a year prior to your being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, I used the hair relaxer.
Mm-hmm. At least 4 or more times in a single year prior to being diagnosed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then on average, how many times per year did you use the hair relaxer? Would have been 4, 5, 6?
6.
6, okay. All right. So about every 2 months?
Yeah.
All right. And then you are a resident of the United States, that is correct?
Yes.
Okay. And Brianna, what is your date of birth?
10/31/1995.
1995, okay. Have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And anybody else that was used hair relaxer later was on diagnosed with any serious ailments such as yourself?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, no worries. And did you mainly use the hair relaxer in PA, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And roughly what year did you start using it and stop using it?
2013. Okay. And I stopped using it like a month prior to being diagnosed.
So the beginning of this year, okay.
Yeah.
Basically January of this year, okay. So you used it for about 11 years or so, and that was monthly because you get it bi-monthly. And then and then the consecutive years you would have used hair relaxer products would have been around 11 years or so, correct?
Yes.
And did you do this at home or get it done at a salon?
A salon.
Salon, okay. All right. And do you know the brand that was used? Was it L'Oreal Dark and Lovely, Motions, Soft and Beautiful, Organic Root Simulator?
It was the L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Yep. That's the one it always is. And then this question is a little confusing. Your cancer diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for 1 year. That is correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then what type of treatments did you have or are currently still going through?
I had chemo.
No, you're good.
I had chemo,
immunotherapy. Yep.
Yeah.
Do you take pain medication as well?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure I spelled immunotherapy. Pain medication. And when did your treatment start? Was it pretty soon after you were diagnosed, or was it?
Like 5 days after.
Okay.
Diagnosis.
Okay. So about, I'll just put like, because we have 2-1 as the diagnosis date, I'll just put like 2-6 as the treatment date. Just has to be roughly in that range.
Yeah.
And then were you treated at Reading Hospital as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm just putting that information in again, their phone number. Sorry. And then I know this is a redundant question as we're speaking of female reproductive cancers, but can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And then first name spelling is B-R-I-A-N-A?
Yes.
Okay. And then last name Anderson, correct? A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your social?
18276249424.
Okay. All right. An email I have for you is zaieli0116@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, this is the best number to reach you on, ending in 6988. Okay. All right. And this is I take it a cell phone as you're driving.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And then when the attorneys reach out to you, would the best time be morning, afternoon, or evening?
The morning is the best time.
Okay. All right. And then what is your best physical address?
613 Victoria Drive, Coatesville, PA 1930.
What was the zip code again? I'm sorry.
19320.
Thank you. Is that Greencastle, PA?
No, it's Coatesville, PA.
Coatesville, okay. Oh, whoa, sorry. Yeah, I had the wrong zip code. Whoops. And this is this is a house, no apartment number, anything like that?
It's an apartment number.
Okay, hold on a second. What is the apartment number?
It's 613.
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay, I see. All right. And it was, hold on one sec. What was the street name? Victoria, you said?
Yes, Victoria Drive.
Okay. Coatesville. Sorry, I'm getting it on a map, so I have it right. There we go. I almost put Morgan Drive for some reason. I don't know why I almost did that.
The end of the day.
Yeah. Well, it's just luncheon. I'm on the West Coast, so middle. Same thing. It's Friday. And then PA. Oops. Okay. And then there are medical records to support your diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't happen to have a copy, they would be at the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And then would you like to put an emergency contact down for this?
No.
Okay. No worries. Okay. And I'm going to send you a DocuSign here in just a second. But first, let me just confirm everything just so I know everything is right. And then so I don't have to call you back to redo the documents. So let me do this. You would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. Do not have an attorney. And you were the one who did use the hair relaxer within the last 20 years. That all sounds correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then affirm you have not signed any paperwork in regards to this, just to confirm, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you were unfortunately diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and that would have been around February of this year, 2024?
Yes.
Diagnosed at Reading Hospital, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, and then hospital. Address of 420 South 5th Avenue, West Reading, PA, 19611. And then I have their phone number down. That is all correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you were not in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee when diagnosed, and you did use the hair relaxer or any brand 4 or more times in a single year before being diagnosed. That is correct?
That is correct.
All right. And that was an average of 6 times per year. You are, of course, are a resident of the United States. And then birthday is 10/31/1995.
Yes.
All right. Never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. And then the main state that you did use the parallax or no, the only state was Pennsylvania. Use it from 2013 to 2024. And you use it about bi-monthly. So I've just put monthly down. And then that was about 11 years in total. That all sounds correct?
Yes.
Okay. Use it. And then you got it done at the salon, the treatments, the hair relaxer treatments that done at the salon. Dark and Lovely by L'Oreal was the brand. And then your cancer diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year. That is all correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you got chemo, immunotherapy, and we're taking pain medicine or still are. And then treatment date started around 2/6 of 2024. Same hospital of Reading Hospital, same address of 420 South 5th Avenue in West Reading, PA. That is all correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you, of course, are a female. First name, B-R-I-A-N-A. Last name, Anderson. A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. That is all correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then is it okay if I repeat your social back to you?
Yes, that's fine.
182-762-494.
Yep.
Okay. And then email is Z-A-I-E-L-I. 0116 at Gmail, and then this, of course, is the best number to reach on that we're speaking on.
Yes.
Okay. And then address of 613 Victoria Drive in Coatesville, C-O-A-T-E-S-V-I-L-L-E, P-A, 19320.
Yep.
Okay. And then there are medical records that exist, and then no emergency contact. That is right?
Great.
Okay. I'm sending you a text right now that will have a DocuSign in it. We just need to complete that, and then the lawyers will be able to get permission to start pulling your records and reach out to you in regards to this.
Okay.
So I just sent you the text. So when you get a chance, just you just want to basically complete it. And then once you complete it, I will be able to send you all the information of their So 1 second, let me get that ready.
All right.
1 sec. And then you've received that text?
Yes, I received it.
Okay. All right. And yeah, when you get a chance, just click on that link and it will open up. And when it opens up, you just say yes or start, and then or accept and continue, and then start, and then it'll take you in the document. You just sign once, and then it'll save it, and then you just want to tap wherever else it says signed. Yeah, I see you're in it. So 1 second. Let me get text this ready to get text you this. And then you also have my direct number too. So if you don't hear from the law firm in a week, you can always reach out to me and I can transfer you over to them.
Okay.
So once you hit finish, let me know so I can send this. My computer should do it automatically, but. And then just to confirm your best number, sorry about this, 484-714-6988.
Yes.
Okay.
And I have finished.
Yeah, I just saw that. Let me send this. Okay, now let me send it. And then the firm that will be reaching out to you is A4D. And then I put their number in that text. Did you receive a text from a 949 number?
Yes.
That is my direct number. So if you don't hear from the attorneys by next Friday, I would say, please do give me a call or reach out and by text, and I will reach out to them and see if there's an update or if they want you to reach out to them. All right?
Okay.
But they should just reach out and basically confirm all the information we went over, and they're going to start pulling records and get the case started for you. All right?
All right.
Well, I do thank you for your time, and you have a wonderful day. And if you have any questions, please do feel free to call me back at that or text me on that number, and if you don't hear from the attorneys in about a week. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.